Test. Leavers ready to rock.
Weekly Marina Report.
Hi, everybody.
This is Things Found on Matches.
Running in and out of the bathroom like flapjacks. I mean, it was cool.
Designed to eradicate that 4-hour erection for that Chewbacca in the corner your friend is after.
Welcome to Bedtime Marina.
Oh my god, I'm going after women. When I sit on the toilet and I'm giving a good show.
Yeah, gotta look good to you.
Welcome to the 47th and Turkey Day edition of the Timely Beaver. Here with you today is...
Dave from California. Hey, Ted.
Hey, Dave. How's it going?
Excellent, Ted. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Doing all right. So, you went camping.
That's correct.
You finally went camping, man.
Finally did it.
After weeks of being postponed, you're finally out there.
Finally did it.
All right.
Well, you want the lowdown?
Give me the lowdown, Dave. I want to hear every detail about it. Sounds like you guys had a blast.
It was a blast. It was seriously a good time. So, all right. Well, let's see. We went to a place called Sunset State Beach. It's in Watsonville, and which is kind of like just beyond Santa Cruz, which is just, for those that don't know the geography of California, it's just south of South Bay, so right at the beach. And our campsite was like, it was kind of in a semi-wooded cove, and then you just walk up like pretty much to the hill. You walk to the there's like a ravine, and then down below is the ocean. So it was unbelievable. It was really, really beautiful out there. So,
wow, that's kick-ass.
Yeah, really,
man.
Cool to kind of set the scene. So, you know, there are no waves there. It would be a great place to surf because it's like, it looks like a nice beach break. I take it back. It's a reef break, but it's like...
What's the difference between the two?
A beach break, the waves actually break right on the beach, but a reef will have, like, you know, there's some underwater, like there's a huge underwater canyon that's at underneath the Watsonville. So that will make the waves peel a little bit differently. Like, most Santa Cruz is actually, I'd say the majority of the breaks in Santa Cruz are reef breaks. Then you have like what's called a point break, and that's where the wave will wrap around a point, like sort of like a part of a land will kind of jut out into the ocean, and the wave will peel beyond, like, you know, past that chunk of land.
Yeah.
And they call that a point break. Just like, you know, like the movie with Keanu Reeves. Yep.
Oh, all the girls' hearts are flutter again.
Johnny Utah. That is funny.
So back to camping.
Yeah. So, no waves, but we did play football on the beach, and you know, Chris brought his ball and like snapped awesome photos of the sunset. It was just like, seriously, no clouds in the sky at all.
Oh, man. Can we post a few of those?
You know, I'll email them. We'll put them on the site. And actually, you know,
awesome.
I'll do that right... I'll do that ASAP, so then you guys can see what it looked like. And I'll email a funny picture of Chris, too. So
nice. And that would be great, man. I haven't seen Chris in, like, 2 years.
I know, huh? So, but we have more on Chris later in the show, right, Ted?
Oh, yeah, we have a lot more on Chris. So more about this cove, this wooded cove that you guys stayed in.
Yeah, so then, you know, we were playing football on the beach, watched the sunset, and then we're... Okay, this is what was on tap there. Hey, Pauly Girl.
Nice, I like it.
Bud Light, not good. And then Smirnoff with Watermelon Twist. And we...
Interesting.
My friend, one of my...
A dash of daring.
It was. One of my good friends, like one of my... really good friends makes created a drink called Vodka Frost, and we had it down, and we used to drink it down in San Diego. And you take Gatorade Frost and you put vodka in it, and it's really like you just can barely taste it, so you can get pretty slaughtered. You can get really slaughtered off of it, yeah. So,
I got to try that this weekend.
It's a good drink. Like
it's a good drink for Thanksgiving.
Seriously, it is
on
a great.
On the side,
you know,
with your turkey and stuffing.
Oh, happy Turkey Day, Ted.
Happy Turkey Day, Dave.
So, but yeah. So getting back to the topic here, yeah. So we had that, and I kind of overdid it a little bit, but we are our
you were hungover?
Door, oh man, yes. So, but like our neighbors were, a husband and wife and their two kids, and they were actually out here on business, and they were driving. They flew out from the East Coast, and they rented a van, like a little, like Volkswagen van, and they went camping up and down. They went to Big Sur, they went to Half Moon Bay. They're in Big Basin tonight, so they're going up and down the coast, and then,
awesome.
Oh, it was really cool. So we hung out with them, and we were just hanging out, and they were drinking. They were just drinking. I think they had beer, and we were already beyond that. We were at the.
Were you guys cheersing the nights away? Like, hey.
Yeah. Oh man, it was cool. It was really cool. And like, but the weird thing is, there's a lot of like feral cats out there. So like, you'd leave your campsite for a little bit, and then you see like the shadow of this little cat, coming across. And then we left our campsite for a couple minutes, come back, and there's raccoons. All over the place. So it's like, seriously. And then
I guess
the wife was sitting down at the picnic bench, and there a couple of raccoons came underneath the bench and freaked her out. So like she jumped up on top of the table, and then those same raccoons went over to our campsite. So it was kind of funny. But yeah, those things, like, they're not aggressive, they're persistent. Like one of them was sitting like literally 2 or 3 feet from me, and he didn't move. Like, he wanted dinner, so, because we had, chili and spicy sausage. Yeah, it was a really good time, and, so, overdid it, then I, some of it came back up
vacation,
last night.
Vacation, you're allowed to do that.
Exactly. So, some of it came up last night, some of it came up this morning, but it happens.
Rock on,
now.
Dave, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah, it was a good
rock
time.
Star.
Thank you, Ted.
Still got it in you, man. That's awesome.
Kind of, yeah. So it was really good. And then, passed out. And then this morning, it was just, I got up and I was just like, I was still queasy. Like, my stomach was not, feeling all that great. So
how was Chris holding up?
He was fine. I had a lot of dry heaves, which sucked.
Oh, that does suck.
Oh, man, dry heaves are the worst. So, like, I was just like, I don't know. And then I couldn't put, like, I was so thirsty, because I was so dehydrated, but I couldn't put anything down. So, like, I waited it out, and eventually, alcohol just, pretty much got out of my system, and I started drinking water. Then I had some cup of noodle, but we just basically just, we had a raging campfire, like, this morning. It was, last night we ran out of wood, so we had to go on a firewood run. And,
that's the worst. Well, you guys are 70 degrees. You don't need a campfire.
It got cold. Like, it got kind of cold last night, but it was awesome. It was a really good time. And like, got up this morning. Chris made he made breakfast for him. I couldn't even the sight of his breakfast made me almost want to.
You were that sick.
I was bad.
You couldn't even look at breakfast. Wow.
Nope, it was really bad. So.
Man, I'm glad it wasn't you, but sounds like you had a lot of fun, which would have been cool to be you, so.
Yeah, exactly. So, it's like, alcohol is just like the, man.
The moment you start drinking, you just can't stop. It's like, oh.
And you know what? You swear off alcohol the next morning. You're like, I'm never drinking again. And how then you change your tune in about like 6 hours later, so.
Oh, that's so funny. So,
yeah, so.
So there was something funny that happened. There was a ring on my telephone last night, I guess while you guys were drinking.
Yeah.
And somebody happened to leave a message. And
okay.
Would you like to describe the state that this message was left in or any outside circumstances which might be involved with it?
You pretty much nailed it though, Ted. It was just an alcoholic phone call. So,
nice.
Yeah, so, but this is Chris calling in after I was badgering him to finally call into the show. I'm like, hey, call Ted right now. you know, I got to call the Beaver because we need to play your message. And
it was so nice to have Chris call the Beaver. So yeah. Thanks, Chris, for calling, man.
Yeah, and he hopefully will be listening to this too. So, but yeah, and he wanted to, you know, wish he wouldn't say goodbye to the show, and you know, he wished us a good last couple shows. So.
Right on. Well, that's 100% awesome and well appreciated. Let's just take a moment now and listen to that message from Chris.
Okay.
Yo, what's up, Timely Beaver? This is your old buddy Chris sitting around the campfire with your old buddy Dave. For some reason, we are just blessed because it's the middle of November. The temperature's in the 70s today. We're at Sunset Beach. Beautiful sunset, and now a full moon is out, just lighting up the sky. And then Dave and I are just kicking back, talking about the good old days, and we just started talking about that weekend in San Diego we had where you came down to visit and just things went perfect. And so I thought I'd give you a call and say, what's up, buddy? And you know what? Wish you an awesome show, and take care. I hope all is well, my friend. Bye.
Well, that was Chris's phone call there from out in the middle of the woods with Dave here.
Yep, I was kind of egging him on. I'm like, tell him, you know, I'm like, just say this, say that, you know. And then he's like, oh yeah. And it was like, it was so smooth, like didn't even flinch. Like he was just like, you know, just
so that smooth. Was you? But
that was me egging him on, and then he was just like, you know, I guess I just said, you know, gotta call the Beaver. So, but I also think what we have is. Sister too, right?
Coming yeah, Chris's sister also through some nagging on
magic.
Dave's behalf,
yeah.
Magic on Dave's behalf,
yeah.
Ended up calling into the Timely Beaver as well. So let's listen to her phone message.
Yo, what's up, Timely Beaver? Sitting around the campfire with your old buddy Dave. For some reason, we are just blessed because it's the middle of November. The temperature's in the 70s. Today we're at Sunset Beach. Beautiful sunset. Now a full moon is out, just lighting up the sky. And Dave and I are just kicking back, talking about the good old days. And so I thought I'd give you a call and say, what's up, buddy? And you know what? Wish you an awesome show, and take care. I hope all you know, my friend. Bye.
Well, as you can see, obviously, Chris's sister and Chris himself are having a good time out there. I mean,
oh yeah, we were partying enough, you know.
Oh,
his sister's name is Chris too, except, you know, instead of Christopher, it's Christine.
Oh well, yeah, and then Barry White decided to call in too. What's up with this?
Oh well, he was at the campsite a couple. We were campsite 26, I think. He was, I don't know, I can't remember what campsite he was, but he called in too, I believe.
Wow, man. Well, let's take a listen to that message.
Sure.
Timely Beaver, sitting around the campfire with your old buddy Dave. For some reason, we are just blessed because it's the middle of November, and the temperature's in the 70s. Today we're at Sunset Beach. Now a full moon is out, just lighting up the sky. And then Dave and I are just kicking back, talking about the good old days. And so I thought I'd give you a call and say, what's up, buddy? I hope all of you are my friends. Bye.
Now, you, Dave, you and Chris must have just had an awesome time out there. I mean,
we were partying it up, Ted, you know, like
Chris's sister, Barry White, Chris. I mean, who else could possibly be there enjoying all this with you? I mean, that's just kick ass. Yeah,
it was awesome. So like we had one more guest though, or one more visitor.
Oh, really? So, who?
Yeah. Well, actually, he's famous. He was made famous on last Thursday. Sorry, not every month of November, and he's got a little like growth underneath his chin. And
oh, really? His name
like
is Tom. A goatee, a devil beard.
It's like a little. Yeah, exactly. It's like a little. It's like a well. It's a poorly groomed goatee, or like a scar that's hanging down from his chin, or something. So
crazy.
But his name is Tom Turkey. And
Tom Turkey.
Yep, Tom Turkey stopped by, and he played this message right here.
Dude, Dude, Dave, I don't believe it, man.
Oh, man, Tom Turkey can pound, too. Yeah, he can. He was putting it. We were doing, you know, shot. And the turkey's definitely, he's well marinated right now.
So. Oh, man. Must have been tasty.
Oh, man. Very good sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, good times, though.
Good times indeed. Sounds that way.
Yep. So, maybe one of these days, Ted, when we're, if they head up there sometime, we could do is there any good camping up around Portland, or we have to go to Mountain Hood, or what?
Oh, yeah. 20 miles away. There's good camping. All directions. Ooh. Actually, probably closer than that, too.
That's cool. We'll definitely do that.
Tundra. Oh, yeah.
The frozen tundra.
Well, speaking of turkey sandwiches and whatnot, today's show, we got a sandwich of music coming to you. This sandwich is of The Bright Side.
Yeah.
And you can find them at www.the-brightside.com. Brought to us today by
the Podsafe Music Network, and it can be found at www.music.podshow.com. And where are they from, Ted?
Brightside? I believe they're from the southern Boston area.
Nice.
So here they are, The Brightside with Lashes and Kiss. Oh yeah, that was some awesome. Good kind of crunchy indie rock. I love it. Dave, I have something to get off my chest.
Go ahead, Ted.
I have to vent this peeve, if you will.
Oh, so we're going to do the pet peeves and things, please, now? Okay.
I think so, but we're only going to do a thing that peeves.
All right.
I got a big
major pet peeve, huh?
You're off having this awesome time out in the woods, right?
Yep.
You're kicking back. You're playing football. Fucking, you're kicking it up with Barry White, Chris's sister, Chris, and...
Yep, Tom Turkey.
Tom Turkey, and I have to go. I'm going to work. I'm getting shit upon, and this causes me to drink when I'm working 11-hour days with a 2-hour commute each day. It causes me to drink and get surly. This is surly, Ted. And even if I didn't have my job, it would still cause me to drink and. I just hate it so much. I want a new job. That's basically what I'm saying. I'm tired of my job. I'm tired of it. So if anyone out there needs a creative of any nature, call me. And if you need a pilot, call Dave.
Yep, we are a good team.
We are a good team. We work in pairs.
Yeah.
We get a discount if you buy us both.
Exactly. I mean, you know, you've got a creative genius in Ted, and you got a dependable... trustworthy pilot. So
there you go. So I can do your makeup while Dave flies you around to all your fancy photo shoots, Miss Hollywood.
Exactly.
And you know, we're fun, man.
Oh, we rock. And I mean,
oh yeah,
Shag Beeves.
We'll take you anywhere, do anything. Shag Beeves, man. If you need web pages designed on the go, man, Dave will fly me across town to the print shop to get all your wondrous things met or meet or whatever.
Yeah.
Met or made or...
Whatever it may be.
But you know what? We know how to party too afterwards.
Oh, we do.
We get down. We all know the street terms. We know dope, blow.
Yay.
We know how to find your sniffy snacks, your Scooby snacks, your chronic crank.
Yep.
We know how to... Your Cocoa Puffs. We know how to... find your underage prostitutes. We can do all that for you. I mean, we are your one stop. Hey, and when you get deported, Dave will be more than happy to fly you international to a destination vacation in Spain where we have to stay with you because we did assist.
Yeah, aiding and abetting a criminal.
Exactly. So. And
that's,
hey man, we as Dave said, we can hold down our liquor.
Yes, we can.
He talked about that in his camping story, and you know we know how to be the wingman and take one for you.
Oh, we're team players.
We'll take those ugly girls off your hands so you can hit on her friend.
Yeah, exactly. We will pave the way. We will definitely plow the road.
And we'll have to fornicate with the other women because you know it's the only way that we can distract them. Her friends, so you can run off with her.
Yes.
We're good people.
Yes.
We don't steal, lie,
cheat,
or fabricate stories.
Yep. We are honest guys, Ted.
We are honest. Call us. And you can reach us at what number, Dave?
Ted, we can be reached at 206-222-2328 or 1-800-SHAG-BEEF.
SHAG-BEEF, baby.
Yep.
Do you dare call? I think you should. That was my crappy day.
Yeah.
I made my plea for my new job for
that's
us.
Right.
Hopefully someone returns the call and says, hey, boys.
I think.
You're hired as, we'll be porn stars. If you need to rent porn actors, we'll do that. We will.
We can basically fit your needs.
Well, we have this thing in case you don't need to hire us. Maybe you need this prescription for what ails you. From the twistedly funny distorted view, here is a little skit called Mother's Touch.
Do you suffer from constipated, unmanageable bowel movements? Let Mother loosen your stool and get things moving again. Mother's Touch brand stool relaxer. Like a warm finger into your anus, Mother's Touch is gentle yet creepy.
Honey, bend over for Mama so she can poke around a bit.
That's Mother's Touch brand stool relaxer. Just look for the package with the unattractive middle-aged woman on it.
And hopefully you never need to use
it. Yeah, that's just not good. Not good.
Not good at all. Things happen if you listen to the truth.
Yep.
Take the red pill and forget to talk. But you shouldn't forget what's coming up next.
Nope.
Yes. Nope. Nope. Do you know what's coming up next, Dave?
Yes, I do, Ted.
What's coming up
next? The next thing coming up is another shot from the bright side.
Here they are with the song The Next Thing from their album Last Known User of the Telephone Booth. Checkered flag goes up as we pull into the home stretch. What are you thinking at this moment, Dave?
Ted, countdown is on. 3 episodes left. As we near...
Yeah, we're counting them down.
The end...
We only got 3 more shows.
Yep, the end is near.
The end is definitely near, and I have to tell everyone, it's been very stressful, but definitely worth it, and it's a great accomplishment.
I agree with Ted.
Me and Dave should be, and everyone else should be proud. You should be proud for listening.
Yep. It's been a very fun ride. The last
three
are going to be awesome.
Yeah.
We're going to have a pretty full house for the last three, so...
It's going to be kick-ass.
It's going to be good.
That's all. So, yeah, I think I'm going to round up. I was calling some people, making some phone calls, if you will. I was on the telly.
Yeah.
I was ringing my peeps.
Yeah.
And I was saying, hey, girls, hey, Sugarfly.
Sugarfly.
The final Timely Beav. I'm like, auto-dial the original Timely Beaver crew. I'm going to see if I can get them all over here, the original Timely Beaver crew for the final show. Have a full house via internet, via in-studio. Yeah, I think it will be one for the books. And I think we're going to roll through a lot of classic untold stories, behind-the-scenes footage.
Yep.
This is everything the E! Channel offers and so much more.
Oh, behind the scenes of the Beav.
Behind the scenes of the Beav.
Yep.
Into the work of 50 episodes and 6 months. Da-da-da-da.
It ain't easy.
Being cheesy. Yes, so if you want to reach us, let us know how you think, feel, if what loosens your stool.
Yep, float your boat, loosens your stool, float your stool, whatever.
Yes. You can contact us at timelybeaver@gmail.com. Feel free to send us anything you want. Porn is well accepted. You can also call us at 206-222-2328.
Yeah.
And find all your Timely Beaver facts at timelybeaver.com. And also remember, as well, I'd like to also thank The Bright Side.
Yes, they rock.
Yes, they came to us from a great, wonderful land. And for Chris, for calling us from a great, wonderful land on the beach with Dave.
Thank you, Chris's sister.
And thank Barry White.
And thank you, Tom Turkey.
Exactly. And thank you, everyone, for listening.
Thank you, Dave.
Have yourselves a good night. Thank you, Dave.
All right,
guys. Happy Turkey Day.
Enjoy your Thanksgiving.
Gobble, gobble, Dave. Gobble, gobble. Looks like a chicken. Gobble, 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 gobble. Mmm, I like my thighs white.
You like white thighs?
Mmm, I like the dark meat.
I'm more of a dark meat guy, too. Tom Turkey's a bunch of dark meat.
When I'm stuffing the turkey, oh yeah, it's good. When I'm stuffing the turkey, I fill it up with stuffing and love.
Ooh, I fill mine up with some Smirnoff.
With a frosted vodka to top it off.
Yep.
Sweet, sweet.